Another celebrated pearl fishery in the east is at the island of Ceylon, an island of which Pliny, the learned naturalist of ancient Rome, extolled the pure gold and peerless pearls, an island crowned with the never-dying palm, sitting as a queen upon the sunlit waves, while from her cinnamon groves the spicy odors float afar. With pearls, as with corals, there are appointed fishing grounds for successive years. Certain divisions are made of the great pearl banks stretching between the island and the continent of India. The principal of these divisions lies about 20 miles from the shore of Ceylon. This spot, a desert all the year round except in February and March, is then alive with treasure seekers. Ever-shifting, miscellaneous crowds of people are there, from all countries of many tongues and many colours, of every graduation of rank and infinite varieties of occupation, yet all engrossed with the search for pearls. Some are drawn by business, and some by curiosity. The merchant is there, and the traveller, as well as crowds of busy native workmen. But hark, a gun fires. 'Tis sunset, and the boats are launched, each with its 20 men, 10 to row and 10 to dive, 5 of whom at a time go down into the deep. Night passes, but when morn comes, the diving begins.